It was an early morning barroom, and the place just opened up. And a little man come in so fast and started at his cups. And the broader served the whiskey. She was a big old friendly girl, and she tried to fight her empty nights by smiling at the world. And she said, "Hey, bub, it's been a while since you've been around. Where the hell you been hiding, and why you look so down?" But the little man just sat there like he'd never heard a sound. The waitress, she gave out a cough, and acting not the least put off, she spoke once again. She said, "I don't want to bother you, consider it's understood. I know I'm not no beauty queen, but I sure can listen good." And the little man took his drink in his hand and he raised it to his lips. He took a couple of sips and he told the waitress this story. "I am the midnight watchman down at Miller's Tool and Die, and I watch the metal rusting, and I watch the time go by. A week ago at the diner I stopped to get a bite, and this here lovely lady, she sat two seats from my right. And Lord, 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 she was alright. Oh, she was so damn beautiful that she'd warm a winter frost. But she was long past lonely and well nigh under lost. Now I'm not much of a mover or a pick-em-up easy guy, but I decided to glide on over and give her one good try. And Lord, 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 she was worth a try. Tongue-tied like the schoolboy, I stammered out some words, but it did not really matter much, 'cause I don't think she heard. She just looked clear on through me to a space back in my head, and it chained me into silence as quietly she said, "If you want me to come with you, then that's all right with me, 'cause I know I'm going nowhere, and anywhere's a better place to be." I drove her to my boarding house and I took her up to my room, and I went to turn on the only light to brighten up the gloom. But she said, "Please leave the light off, oh, I don't mind the dark." And as her clothes all tumbled round her, I could hear my heart. The moonlight shone upon her as she lay back in my bed. It was the kind of scene I only had imagined in my head. I just could not believe it, to think that she was real. And as I tried to tell her, she said, "Shh, I know just how you feel. And if you want to come here with me, then that's all right with me. 'Cause I've been oh so lonely, loving someone is a better way to be."
where's a better place to be? The morning comes so swiftly, but I held her in my arms. But she slept like a baby, snug and safe from harm. I did not want to share her with the world or break the mood. So before she woke, I went out and brought us both some food. I come back with my paper bag to find that she was gone. She'd left a six-word letter saying it's time that I moved on. The waitress took a bar rag and she wiped it across her eyes. And as she spoke, her voice came out as something like a sigh. She said, I wish that I was beautiful, or that you were halfway blind. And I wish I weren't so doggone fat. I wish that you were mine, and I wish that you'd come with me when I leave for home. For we both know all about loneliness and living alone. And the little man looked at the empty glass in his hand, and he smiled a crooked grin. He said, I guess I'm out of gin, and I know we both have been so lonely. And if you want me to come with you, then that's all right with me, 'cause I know I'm going nowhere, and anywhere's a better place to be.